Sawyer's 1. Some contemporary reports. The Soyuz 1 spacecraft was launched on 1967, April the 23rd at 1:35 a.m. Moscow time. That was 12:35 p.m. New Zealand time. In New Zealand, papers had been reporting for many days that the launch was pending. Soon after launch, I began recording events as reported on Radio Moscow, Radio Kiev, The Voice of America, the BBC, Radio Australia, and the NZBC. Shortwave radio reception is variable at best, so your patient attention may be required at times. The first thing I recorded was from Radio Moscow, a review of Soviet advances in spaceflight.
This is no secret. In fact, this is only natural for a country with an advanced social system to be on the advanced frontiers of knowledge. Soviet scientists developed more efficient rockets. They found new high-calorie fuels and durable metals. Engineers and workers constructed bold scientific thought into materials and models. The flight programs became more and more complicated from launch to launch. In 1959, three cosmic rockets were shot to the moon. One of them delivered to the moon a pennant with a Soviet emblem engraved on it. Another photographed the far side of the moon. These are the signals of the Soviet spaceship which turned a new page in space research. It started a whole series of so-called space flying buses. Scientists populated them with living organisms, they developed a system of space apparatus, and checked the dependability of protective devices. Scientists were convinced that man could also go up into space. That recording was made on April 12, 1961. It's the sound of 20 million horsepower engines getting a huge silver rocket off the launching pad and sending it skyward. This is man's first flight into space. It lasted 108 minutes. Spaceman number one, Yuri Gagarin, circuited the Earth once and landed safely. This flight was the first tour, soon followed by a second. In less than 4 months, the Vostok 2 went up, piloted by German Titov. He spent 25 hours, 18 minutes in orbital flight. Then two more spaceships went into orbit. That was the first team flight, performed by spaceman Andrian Nikolaev and Pavel Prokhorovich. The team flight was repeated in June 1963. The first shipper carried spaceman Valery Bygotsky. Listen to his voice coming down from outer space. Valery Bygotsky reported that he feels fine and that all systems of the spaceship are operating normally. 2 days passed and Bygotsky had company. Valentina Tereshkova was the first woman in space. And here now is a recording of her voice from space. Tereshkova, using her code signal Chaika, reports that the ship is functioning well and she feels fine. Valentina Tereshkova was the last astronaut to fly the one passenger Vostok spaceship. The Soviet scientists designed not a seater spacecraft. The first in the new series was Venus Hot, which took off in October 1964. It had three astronauts on board. Commander Vladimir Komarov, who is now flying the Soyuz 1, scientist Konstantin Kropotkin, and Dr. Boris Yegorov. In March 1965, the Vostok 2 went up with Pavel Belyaev and Alexei Leonov on board. During this flight, the first free Russian space was made. Alexei Leonov left the capsule and walked out into space.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Fitzgerald, who was in free flight alongside the spaceship, reported back to Earth that he felt fine. He says he sees clouds, the sea, and the Caucasian mountain range, and is starting to fulfill his program. The president of the Academy of Sciences, Mr. Charles Keltish, had the following comment to make on the significance of this experiment. This event marks the beginning of a positively new stage in exploring the universe. Grand new vistas are now unfolding for the establishment of orbital stations, for adopting cosmic ships in orbit, and carrying out astronomical and geophysical research in outer space. The results of the flight of the Vostok 2 spaceship are an important step towards flights to the Moon and other celestial bodies, said Academician Keltish. Recently, the world has come in the focus of attention of scientists. Here are two service researchers pioneering at the way. Last year, they scored two soft landings on the Moon's surface with automatic stations carrying TV apparatus. The Moon acquired three artificial satellites made in the Soviet Union. These experiments were then repeated by American listeners will witness remarkable new flights that will constitute new accomplishments of the cosmic world.
Initially, the Soyuz 1 flight appeared to proceed normally, insofar as could be judged from the shortwave radio news bulletins.
Here is the news, read by Hewitt Humphrey. The Soviet cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov is still alone in orbit 18 hours after he blasted off aboard a huge new spaceship. He has reported that the flight is going according to plan. Informed sources say he is almost certain to be joined by one or more spacecraft carrying other cosmonauts for a link-up operation or a group flight. Komarov has spent the last 6 hours resting while the spacecraft was flying in an area where it would be out of radio contact with Soviet ground control.
Soviet astronaut Vladimir Komarov continues to circle the Earth today in the spaceship Soyuz 1. He was sent into space late yesterday. Astronaut Komarov reports his health is good and that his flight is continuing as planned. The Soyuz 1 spaceship is completing a circle of the Earth every 88 minutes. This is the second space flight for Mr. Komarov. In October 1964, he and two others made a flight in the Soviet spaceship Voskhod. Soviet news reports said the purpose of the new space flight is to test the Soyuz 1 spaceship and to make scientific and technical tests.
We now know that the reports of a planned Soyuz 2 with three cosmonauts were true. Before this flight, cosmonaut Komarov made a statement that was widely publicized.
Spaceship Soyuz 1 is successfully continuing its flight. The craft is piloted by Colonel Vladimir Komarov, who made his first space flight in October 1964 aboard the multi-seater Vostok 1. Back in 1964, Colonel Komarov was accompanied on his space mission by technical expert Konstantin Feoktistov and Dr. Boris Yegorov. There were many reasons for Colonel Komarov to be chosen for the latest Soviet space lander. At the age of 40, he is a crack jet pilot with a vast experience of fighter jets. He is a graduate of the Soviet Air Force Engineering Academy and has a good record as a test pilot. He now continues his postgraduate studies at the Academy. His fellow spaceman notes his profound technical knowledge and experience, perseverance, and great capacity for work. Colonel Komarov demonstrated excellent performance during the flight of the multi-seater Rokhod 1 that inscribed a new page in the history of astronautics. Before the start of his latest mission, Vladimir Komarov made a short speech in which he said he feels highly honored to be chosen for the flight on board the new spaceship. The Soyuz 1 represents an outstanding achievement of Soviet space designers, scientists, engineers, and workers, he went on to say. My experience gained during the previous flight will greatly facilitate my work on this mission. He said he dedicates the flight to the 50th anniversary of the Russian Socialist Revolution. After the perfect blast-off, the world is watching the progress of the latest Soviet space achievement. Here is a recording of one of Colonel Komarov's messages.
Внимание! Говорит борт космического корабля «Союз-1» народам Советского Союза. Канун славного исторического события 50-летия Великой Октябрьской социалистической революции передаю горячий привет народам нашей Родины, прокладывающим человеческий путь к коммунизму.
Attention, please. This message is coming from the spaceship Soyuz 1 and is addressed to the peoples of the Soviet Union. In his message, the Soviet astronaut greets all the Soviet people with the approaching 50th anniversary of the Socialist Revolution and says that they are showing all nations the road to communism. The world is again listening to messages from space coming in Russian. Join us later for more news on the flight.
You are tuned to News, Comment, and Music, a daily program from Radio Moscow.
By the end of the first day, the coverage of the mission was becoming repetitive, with no new developments to report.
You are tuned to News, Comment, and Music, a daily half-hour program from Radio Moscow. Commentary by Viktor Andreev is on the space flight of Colonel Vladimir Komarov on the Soyuz 1 spaceship. Colonel Komarov was put on terrestrial orbit at 0 hours 35 minutes GMT. There is no doubt that the flight will provide much new data for cosmic science. It must be said that the Soviet Union has an outstanding record in this sphere. On October 4, 1957, it put in orbit the first artificial satellite of the Earth. This was a metallic sphere weighing 83.6 kilograms, equipped with radio transmitters. This launching ushered in the cosmic era. It took Soviet science under 4 years to make another major step. On April 12, 1961, it put a man in space. He was astronaut Yuri Gagarin on the spaceship Vostok. He was up only 108 minutes, but this ushered in a new stage in the development of cosmic science and technology. April 12th is now celebrated as Astronautics Day in the Soviet Union. Gagarin was followed in terrestrial flight by Herman Titov, Valentina Tereshkova, Valery Bukovsky, and others. These flights did not repeat one another. Each flight prolonged flying time and added to the research program. Soviet science explored outer space according to plan. It broke down many of the barriers in the way of space travel. There was a time when the spacemen faced phantoms engendered by ignorance, the danger of meteorite bombardment, the treachery of weightlessness. But science clarified all these points. It proved that the meteorite danger is insignificant, that the area's radiation danger could be mapped and circumvented as reefs in the ocean. As for weightlessness, a state unknown on Earth, astronauts can step up to it by thorough training devised by biologists and doctors. At first, Soviet astronauts made their flights on single passenger spaceships. In October 1964, the first multi-seater went up on terrestrial orbit. This was the Vostok, with a crew of three on board: scientist, doctor, and craft commander, spaceman Vladimir Komarov, who is now in flight on the Soyuz 1. Another page in cosmic history was written on March 18, 1965, when the Vostok 2 took off from Baikonur. After the second circuit, spaceman Alexei Leonov left the capsule and walked out into space. The first step is always the most difficult one. Again, it was taken by a Soviet astronaut. Scientists maintain that Leonov's walk in space was as important for the development of space exploration as Gagarin's pioneer flight. At the same time, the Soviet scientists intensively studied the Earth's cosmic environment with the help of automatic stations equipped with a broad range of apparatus. More than 150 satellites in the Cosmos series were put on terrestrial orbit, in addition to meteorological observatories, communication satellites in the Mir series, and the Super Heavy Proton spacecraft weighing more than 12 tons each. The program for lunar exploration and study of the nearest planet is also being carried out successfully. On the surface of Venus, there now lies a globe with the Soviet seal engraved on it. It was delivered to the planet of mystery by a Soviet automatic station. Soviet scientists were the first to have an automatic station make a soft landing on the lunar surface and to place an artificial satellite on lunar orbit. The space research done by the Soviet Union has engendered a huge stream of practical ideas. This research has enriched science with valuable data that is already having marked influence on life here on Earth. Satellites are being used as a means of communication. They relay TV programs from Moscow to cities thousands of miles away on the Pacific coast. Meteorological satellites help the weathermen with their forecasts. Of course, there are many more riddles deep in outer space. Soviet science is trying to unravel them and make space serve man. That's why the Soviet Union is launching its spaceships. Commentary was by Victor Payer.
In the days of the USSR, the names of the officials running the Soviet space program were a closely guarded state secret. They were never allowed to speak to the Russian press, let alone the foreign press. Comments had to come from elsewhere. In this example is an astronomer who is dragooned in, as if an astronomer would be an expert on spaceflight.
The Soyuz 1 spaceship, piloted by Colonel Vladimir Komarov, is successfully continuing its flight. Here is some of the background of the flight from the prominent Soviet astronomer, Professor Yuri Psofsky.
Сообщение об успешном полете нового космического корабля «Союз-1» радует нас, ученых-астрономов. Ведь испытание в полете нового пилотируемого космического корабля – это большое событие для исследователей космоса и важный шаг к новым успехам изучения планет Солнечной системы.
Professor Tsarkovsky says that news of the successful flight of the new spaceship is very heartening to astronomers. This test in flight of a new piloted spaceship is a major event in space exploration and an important step toward further success in studying the planets of the solar system. The spaceship is piloted by one of the most experienced astronauts, Vladimir Komarov. This is his second flight. The first one was in October 1964, when Komarov was commander of the multi-seat Vostok. He was accompanied on that flight by technical expert Konstantin Feoktistov and Dr. Boris Yudenov. The program for the new flight covers a wide range. It includes tests of all systems and units of the new ship, as well as a study of the scientific, technical, and medical-biological conditions of cosmic flight. The Soyuz 1 is up above the Earth at altitudes ranging from 201 to 224 kilometers, or about 120 to 135 miles. Above it is the black void with bright stars and planets. The scorching rays of the sun heat the illuminated hull of the spaceship to a temperature of 100 degrees above zero, the boiling point of water. The side in the shade is cooled to a temperature of 180 degrees below zero, or about 325 degrees of frost on the Fahrenheit scale. Through the portholes of the capsule, the spaceman can see the cloud-capped Earth. It is spring in the northern hemisphere and autumn in the southern. These are the cloudiest season of the year. The spaceship is flying over the upper frontier of the Earth's atmosphere. Atmospheric pressure is insignificant. This is the perfect vacuum that we cannot as yet achieve in laboratory conditions on Earth. Over the spaceship's orbit lies a zone of strong cosmic radiation. We received the first data about it in 1957-58, when the second and third Soviet Sputniks went up. Later, the zone was thoroughly studied by the automatic satellites in the Cosmos series. So far, the zone has not been crossed by manned spaceships. Many Soviet and American astronauts have already been in outer space. Each flight is a new problem with a new and more intricate complex of both. Scientists are vitally interested in their opinions, and they look forward to fresh information about outer space from the Soyuz 1 spaceship. That was a statement by the eminent Soviet astronomer, Professor Yuri Stotsky.
You are listening to News, Comments, and Music, a regular feature from Radio Moscow.
Obviously, cosmonauts need to sleep, just like everyone else. In the early days of spaceflight, this was seen as a newsworthy event.
Astronaut Vladimir Komarov has had a 5-hour rest and is now continuing his work on board the Soyuz 1 spaceship. Keen interest has been aroused abroad by the latest Soviet spaceflight. Mr. Brezhnev was warmly congratulated on the Soviet spaceflight when he arrived in Karlovy Vary, Czechoslovakia, for the European Communist Conference.
You will have noticed the reference to the European Communist Conference. During the early days of the so-called space race, Western news reports persistently claimed that Soviet space achievements were tied to some communist anniversary or party event.
Spacecraft has entered the second day of his ride in space. In Greece, the craft has now been orbiting the Earth for more than a day, and the cosmonaut, Colonel Vladimir Komarov, reports that everything is going well. The spacecraft, named Union 1, has been described by Moscow radio as huge. There's no sign yet of another spacecraft being launched to link up with Colonel Komarov in space, but the BBC air correspondent says a rendezvous might be planned, and Union 1 could contain several empty seats ready for other cosmonauts.
At this time, there was still no acknowledgement by Soviet space officials that the flight of Soyuz 1 was not going to plan. Their plan included the launch of Soyuz 2.
There's growing speculation that Russia's latest spacecraft, piloted by Colonel Komarov, will be joined in the near future by at least one other. Colonel Komarov is the first man Russia has put into orbit just over 2 years, and the big question is, what's the purpose of his flight? All that Soviet scientists have said about it is that his mission was to carry out expanded scientific and physical experiments. Here's our air correspondent, Reginald Turner.
The best clue we've got about Russia's intentions is the name of the new spacecraft, Soyuz 1, which means Union 1. That, coupled with the facts that there's only one cosmonaut on board and that the Russians are emphasizing how big it is, suggests that Union 1 contains some empty seats. they may well be ready to receive 3, 4, even 5 cosmonauts who will spacewalk across from Union 2, if and when that goes up in the next day or so. But there's another possibility. It may be the 2 spacecraft will link up. It would be Russia's first docking, and that they're big enough to contain an internal passage, so the cosmonauts can move from one to another without going outside at all. That would give Russia yet another coveted first, the first real space station in orbit. And either of these possibilities would explain why, for the first time, Russia has chosen a spaceman with previous experience to pilot Union 1. Well, now they've resumed manned flights, it's likely Russia will do a series, perhaps 3 or 4 during the year, possibly culminating in sending 2 or 3 men right round the moon and back without landing. With their big launching rockets, it's known they have this capability. It'll all be watched with some anxiety in America. They'll be announcing their revised Apollo program in a week or two, but it's doubtful whether America will now make any manned flights at all this year, following the disaster which killed 3 of their astronauts in a ground test last January. Reginald Tunnell.
Elsewhere in space, a veteran Soviet cosmonaut is still whirling around the Earth in the latest Soviet spaceship, Soyuz 1, which means Union 1. Assistant reports in Moscow say Colonel Vladimir Komarov will be joined by several more spacemen in a second spaceship. There are reports that attempts will be made to exchange space crews while the 2 ships are in orbit, but there has been no official announcement on this so far. The Soviet news agency TASS said Colonel Komarov slept for 8 hours yesterday while his ship orbited outside radio range. Last night, he returned to radio range, reported that he was feeling fine. The agency said he was proceeding with his work in accordance with the program.
Indicates he has other empty seats, which may be waiting to be filled by other cosmonauts who will either spacewalk across from another craft or after docking will enter Union through an internal tunnel. And while the world waits for the next thrilling chapter of the new Russian experiment, America's Soviet 3 has completed part of its spectacular job on the surface of the moon.
Meanwhile, Radio Moscow heralded once again the new era in manned spaceflight by reminding its listeners of past achievements.
The Soyuz 1 spaceship. Colonel Komarov was planned to lift to orbit. 0 hours, 35 minutes GMT. Here's what our commentator writes. The Soyuz 1 spaceship has completed many assignments. Colonel Komarov is creeping successfully with a complicated and extensive research program assigned to him. There is no doubt the flight will provide much new data for cosmic science. It must be said that the Soviet Union has an outstanding record in this sport. On October the 4th, 1957, it put the first artificial satellite of the Earth into orbit. This was an atomic sphere weighing 83.6 kilograms, and equipped with a radio transmitter. This launching ushered in the cosmic era. It took Soviet science under 4 years to make another major step. On April the 12th, 1961, it put a man into space. He was spaceman Yuri Gagarin on the spaceship Vostok. He was up only 108 minutes. But this ushered in a new stage in the development of cosmic science and technology. April the 12th is now celebrated as Astronautics Day in the Soviet Union. Yuri Gagarin was followed in terrestrial flights by German Titov, Valentina Tereshkova, Valery Bukovsky, and others. These flights did not repeat one another. Each flight allowed a flying time and added to the research program. Soviet science explored outer space according to plan. It broke down many of the barriers in the way of space travel. All the times when the station faced phantoms engendered by ignorance, the danger of meteorite bombardment, the treachery of witlessness. But science clarified all these points. It proved that the meteorite danger is insignificant, that the areas of radiation danger could be mapped and circumvented as reefs in the ocean. As for weightlessness, a state unknown on Earth, astronauts can step up to it by thorough training devised by the biologists and doctors.
Soviet astronauts made their flight on single passenger spaceships. In October 1964, the first multi-seater went up on terrestrial orbit. This was the Vostok, with a crew of three, a scientist, a doctor, and a craft commander, spaceman Vladimir Komarov, who is now in flight on the Soyuz 1. Another page in Cosmic History was written on March 18, 1965, when the Vostok 2 took off from Baikonur. After the second circuit, spaceman Alexei Leonov left his cabin wearing a spacesuit and walked out into space. The first step is always the most difficult one. And again, it was taken by a Soviet astronaut. Finally, making that Leonov's walk in space was as important for the development of space exploration as Gagarin's pioneer flight. At the same time, the Soviet scientists intensively studied the Earth's cosmic environment with the help of automatic stations equipped with a broad range of apparatus. More than 150 satellites in the Cosmos series were put onto extra orbit, in addition to meteorological observatories, communication satellites in the Mariner series, and the super heavy proton spacecraft weighing more than 12 tons each. The program for lunar exploration and study of the nearest planets is also being carried out successfully. On the surface of Venus, there now lies a glove with a Soviet steam engraved on it. It was delivered to the planet of Mercury by a Soviet automatic station. Scientists were the first to have an automatic station make a soft landing on the surface of the moon and to place an artificial satellite on lunar orbit. The space research done by the Soviet Union has engendered a huge stream of practical ideas. This research has enriched science with valuable data that is already having marked interest by life through an alien. Satellites are being used as a means of communication. They relay television programs from Moscow to cities thousands of miles away on the Pacific coast. Meteorological satellites help the weathermen with their forecasts. Of course, there are many more relays in outer space, and Soviet science is trying to unravel them and make space serve the needs of man. And that is why the Soviet Union is launching its spaceship. That comment was contributed by our observer, Sam Bird, and broadcast to you from the African service of Radio Moscow. And we end this English language broadcast to Africa. We'll be back with our first evening program at 15 hours, 30 minutes Greenwich Mean Time, in a 15, 16, 19, and 25-meter band. Goodbye.
Here is a report from the American NBC radio network.
The journey of an English spacecraft continues as a Russian veteran pilots his ship in orbit. The story from Moscow and NBC's Kenneth Bernstein.
The Soviet Union has begun a new space venture reportedly aimed at refining the techniques of interplanetary flight. So far, only the first element of the experiment has been made public. It's officially announced that a new spaceship called Soyuz Union in orbit with veteran cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov at the controls. Reliable sources expect another launching with an attempt at docking in orbit. In all, up to half a dozen cosmonauts are expected to be involved. Veteran Komarov, who piloted a three-man spaceship 2.5 years ago, is officially reported feeling fine and carrying out his assigned researches. But the real drama of the space rendezvous ahead is being withheld from the Soviet people in accordance with the policy of announcing achievements only after they happen. Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
Radio Japan followed up with a Japanese perspective.
Soyuz 1 spacecraft is continuing its space flight. The NASA, monitored in Tokyo at noon on Monday, said that cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov resumed radio contacts with ground stations at 0:50 hours Greenwich Mean Time Monday. According to Radio Moscow, the Soviet cosmonaut reported that his health conditions are well and the apparatus of the spaceship are functioning normally. He also reported that the temperature in the spaceship is 17.5 degrees centigrade. The broadcast also said that Pavel Nastararov conducted several experiments in accordance with the program. The Japanese Posts and Telecommunications Ministry's Radio Wave Research Institute has picked up radio waves presumed to have been transmitted by the Soviet manned spaceship Soyuz 1. The Institute says it received the radio waves on the frequency of 18.035 megacycles for about 2 hours from 7:50 this morning Japan time or 22:50 Greenwich Mean Time on Sunday. It is believed that the Soviet spacecraft made its nearest approach to this country at about half a minute after 9:31 Japan time when the Institute registered strongest waves from the Soviet spaceship. This news is coming to you from Radio Japan.
By now, it became increasingly obvious that something was wrong with Soyuz 1.
Orbiting cosmonauts. Unconfirmed reports say a second manned spacecraft will be launched to rendezvous and link up with Soyuz 1 in the first step toward an orbiting space platform. Soviet officials will not say exactly what they plan and have given few details on what Colonel Vladimir Komarov has been doing. However, for some speculation on that mission, here is ABC science editor Jules Bergman.
Soyuz 1 is a new large Soviet manned spacecraft, and it was launched by Russia's more powerful 2.5 million pound proton rocket. While the Russians are keeping silent, the name of the spacecraft, Soyuz, or Russian for Union, makes it likely that a second manned spacecraft, with perhaps 3 men aboard, will be launched to rendezvous and dock with Vladimir Komarov aboard Soyuz. That second launch can be expected later tomorrow. From all appearance, Soyuz is a target vehicle, like a Genie used to be with Gemini, and the new spacecraft will dock with it. There are likely to be 3 or even 4 cosmonauts aboard the second spacecraft, and one will transfer the Komarov spacecraft after they linked up. Russia is back in the manned space race in a big way and means to outdo the United States. Jules Bergman, ABC News, reporting.
Soyuz, however, has declined to say how long the cosmonauts will stay in space.
Well into the second day after Soyuz 1 was launched, we heard this.
Komarov is reported in good health and carrying out unspecified experiments. 3-year-old veteran version of Soviet spacecraft called Soyuz, Union 1. There's no official word on what makes the ship different, though it's suggested that Soyuz is bigger than its predecessor. Also, it's waiting word on the next possession of Soyuz, like the first manned space activity for the year in more than 2 years. The Russians are expected to send another craft into orbit to rendezvous with Colonel Komarov, but as usual, there's nothing official. Soviet policy is to announce space moves only after they have been successful. On the flight, advanced weeks indicated that up to half a dozen cosmonauts might be involved in the adventure. Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
But there are now unconfirmed reports from Moscow that something may have gone wrong with Soyuz, Russia's new manned spacecraft. Some reports say it may already have landed.
The next report confirmed our worst fears.
Here are the news in detail. Space news. Soviet astronaut Vladimir Komarov was killed today when his spaceship returned to Earth. The Soviet news agency, TASS, said the spaceship hit the Earth with great force after a parachute failed to slow its speed. The Soviet astronaut was sent into space early Sunday. He was 41 years old and was the father of 2 children. The Soviet government said astronaut Komarov will have an official burial ceremony with full honors. It said he will be buried in Moscow next to the bodies of other especially honored Soviet citizens. President Johnson sent a message to Soviet President Podgorny and the Soviet people. President Johnson said the death of astronaut Komarov is a loss shared by all nations. He said the Soviet astronaut, like the 3 American astronauts who died not long ago, lost his life in the campaign for scientific progress. He said Americans understand the sorrow of the Soviet people at such a time.
A tragedy of this scale could not be hidden, even in the secretive Soviet Union.
Cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov was killed yesterday while returning to Earth.
The straps of the parachute slowing down his spaceship became entangled and the capsule crashed. The disaster was announced by the official Russian news agency TASS. Komarov, aged 40, the first spaceman killed during an actual flight, was landing in the Soyuz 1 when the accident occurred. He took off on Sunday in Soyuz 1, the biggest spacecraft ever launched, but something went wrong and he was forced to return to Earth. He had accomplished the scorching re-entry successfully, usually the most dangerous part of the flight. But then the parachute fouled and the big spacecraft crashed. Komarov leaves a 38-year-old wife and two children, a 15-year-old son and a daughter aged 9. He'll be buried in the Kremlin Wall alongside other heroes of the Soviet state, and he's been awarded the title of Hero of the Soviet Union with Gold Star, the country's highest award.
Radio Japan reported Komarov's death and added their own confirmation that the Soyuz 1 mission had been terminated.
Soviet cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov was perished in his landing attempt after completing the test flight of his spaceship Soyuz 1. An official announcement issued in Moscow gave no details of his death, except that Colonel Komarov was killed on Monday tragically as the strings of the parachute softening the fall of the giant spaceship became entangled only 7 kilometers above the Earth. The spaceship descended at a great speed and crashed with the cosmonaut in the cabin. This is the first time that the Soviet Union reported the death of one of its cosmonauts and also is the first announced loss of the spaceman during an actual flight. According to the announcement, Colonel Komarov will be given full state honors at a funeral in Red Square, and his ashes will be interred in the Kremlin Wall alongside the burial places of Soviet statesmen. The veteran cosmonaut was the only Russian to make a second space flight. He first piloted a three-man Vostok flight in October 1964. Colonel Komarov visited Japan last year as a deputy head of the Soviet delegation to the Japan-Soviet Youth Friendship Festival held in central Japan. American President Johnson has cabled his condolences to Soviet President Gorbachev on the death of Russian cosmonaut Komarov. The telegram says the death of Colonel Komarov is a tragedy which all nations share. Like the three American astronauts who lost their lives recently, it said the veteran Soviet space pioneer died in the eternal spirit of human adventure. President Johnson said, I extend the sympathy of the American people to his family and to the people of the Soviet Union. America's 47th spaceman also sent condolences to the family and associates of cosmonaut Komarov. Meanwhile, Director Webb of the U.S. Space Agency has launched a pressing appeal in favor of international cooperation, particularly between the United States and the Soviet Union, following the death of cosmonaut Komarov. Extending his sympathy to the family of the Russian cosmonaut, Director Webb said that the lives already lost in space experiments could have been saved if that cooperation had been the order of the day between the two nations. He added that President Johnson is ready to match his actions with his expressed desire for more effective space cooperation. The Japanese government's radio wave research laboratory, by some unknown reasons, failed to catch signal from the Russian spaceship when it was supposed to pass over Japan at 1100 a.m. local time on Monday. Dr. Nakata of the laboratory said that he heard the words of Colonel Komarov on the bus at 1143 hours Japan time on Sunday, but did not understand what they meant. Dr. Nakata said it was unusual that the spaceship and ground stations made very few contacts by word. Professor Sanuki of Tokyo University, an expert of space technology, said that he wondered why the Soviet Union had called Soyuz 1 back to the Earth after a flight of only one day. He said that some of our developments, even in the cosmonaut house, was Soyuz 1's function must have caused an emergency landing. And finally, Professor Saiki of GK Medical University, an expert of space medicine, said that the death of the veteran Soviet cosmonaut comes anew with difficulty in soft landing technology of spacecraft. Meanwhile, a well-known Japanese composer, Mr. Yasushi Atsugawa, a personal friend of Cosmonaut Komarov, said the death of the Russian spaceman is a loss not only to the Soviet Union, but to the world as well. Atsugawa became acquainted with Colonel Komarov last year when he visited Japan as the leader of the Soviet delegation to the Japan-Soviet Union Youth Friendship Festival. Expressing a deep sorrow over the spaceman's tragedy, the Japanese composer said that Colonel Komarov was an accomplished gentleman with high sense of culture. Mr. Atsugawa said that he had been praying for Cosmonaut Komarov's successful completion of his space flight. This news is coming to you from Radio Japan in Tokyo.
Recognition of Komarov was worldwide. For example, this eulogy was broadcast on The Voice of America.
Vladimir Komarov.
Here with some thoughts is VOA's Al Banks.
Any man's death diminishes me, for I am involved in mankind. So said a poet and philosopher many years ago. But in this tragic era of daily violent deaths, the news of another man's death is often overlooked. But it cannot be overlooked when the man was one of those who dared defy cosmos so that others might benefit one day. The name of Vladimir M. Komarov has now been added to the list of those who not only dared challenge cosmos, but lost their lives in the process. He was 40 years old, an age when most men look forward to their biggest accomplishments in life. Vladimir M. Komarov had already accomplished much as he stepped aboard a spacecraft named Soyuz 1. He had flown into outer space as commander of a craft carrying two other men and had returned to Earth safely. There was no reason to believe that he would not return from this flight safely as well. He did not. Something happened, and Komarov's name was added to a tragic list which includes the names of Grissom, White, and Chaffee. To say that Komarov's death has saddened people on both sides of the ocean is perhaps an understatement. The feeling of loss experienced by the men and women who are exploring outer space from the Soviet Union is no doubt as great as the feeling experienced here when three American astronauts fell victims to an accident. Those involved in this exploration knew from the beginning that cosmos would exact its toll from among the young men who are eager and willing to take mankind a step further in its quest for knowledge. Yet when something does happen which results in the death of one of these young men, the shock is no less great than it would have been had we not been forewarned of such a possibility. Together with the scientists and cosmonauts and the rest of the Russian people, we mourn the death of Vladimir M. Komarov no less than we mourn the death of our own Grissom, White, and Chaffee. Not only because, as John Donne put it, any man's death diminishes me, but because Vladimir M. Komarov was one of those courageous explorers who have placed their lives in danger so that the rest of us may benefit one day. This is Hal Banks in Washington.
Details of the problems encountered by Soyuz 1 were quickly available.
Colonel Vladimir Komarov has been killed while trying to land his spacecraft. The parachute straps of his capsule, Soyuz 1, became twisted soon after it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. The parachute failed to slow down the spacecraft and it hit the ground at supersonic speed. It's the first reported death of a spaceman in flight, although three American astronauts lost their lives in a ground test earlier this year. A broadcast by Radio Moscow, intercepted in the United States, said Colonel Komarov had almost completed a test flight of more than 24 hours when he got into difficulty. On the last three orbits, trouble developed in the attitude control of the spacecraft. There were communications difficulties, and the spacecraft began using more power than usual. The Moscow radio report said Colonel Komarov made one unsuccessful attempt to land and then pointed the capsule back to Earth after another orbit. The report said the spacecraft crashed into a hilly landscape with the full force of re-entry. Colonel Komarov, who was 40, was making his second space flight. His first was in 1964 when he went on a three-man space flight. Komarov is survived by his wife, a son aged 15, and a daughter 9. The Soviet leaders have expressed their profound grief at his death. They have already announced that he has been awarded posthumously the title of Hero of the Soviet Union with Gold Star, the country's highest award. There have been messages of condolence from many parts of the world. President Johnson, now in Bonn, sent a message to President Podgorny saying that Colonel Komarov's death was a tragedy in which all nations share.
The same day, this additional information was released.
In the top of the news, Moscow plans a state funeral, a general and the demonstrators, and the vice president in Austin. For the Armed Forces News Bureau, Al Adel of ABC.
A Radio Moscow broadcast, monitored in the U.S., says cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov ran into trouble during his last three orbits. The Soviet broadcast says Komarov had trouble with his direction control, communication system, and power supply. Meanwhile, Moscow is preparing to honor the dead spaceman. Details from ABC's George Watson.
Moscow is in mourning tonight, preparing a hero's funeral for Colonel Komarov. He will be buried in the Kremlin Wall, the highest honor his country can bestow. Colonel Komarov was himself a dedicated communist. In fact, he dedicated his ill-fated flight to the 50th anniversary of the Soviet Revolution. And while in flight yesterday, he radioed greetings to the, quote, peoples of our homeland who are blazing the trail toward communism. But transcending all that, Colonel Komarov was a brave and experienced cosmonaut who ironically died when his capsule's parachute failed. George Watson, ABC, Moscow.
Other reports focused on Vladimir Komarov.
Suspected heart trouble almost took him out of the space program before that earlier flight, but he persuaded his space chief to give him another chance. Komarov is survived by his wife and two children. He will be given full state honors at a funeral in Moscow's Red Square. Kremlin leaders, in an obituary, said Komarov will be, in their words, forever an example of heroism, courage, and valor. The Soviet Union's rival in space exploration, the United States, responded quickly with messages of sympathy to the mourning nation. President Johnson, now in Bonn, said in a cable to Soviet President Nikolai Podgorny that Vladimir Komarov had died in the cause of science and in the internal spirit of human adventure. And from the Houston Space Center, 47 U.S. astronauts sent a message of sympathy to Komarov's family and associates. In his condolences, Mr. James Webb, head of the U.S. space program, called for closer cooperation between the U.S. and the Soviet Union on space exploration. Prime Minister Pearson, in his message to Soviet Premier Kosygin, said he was shocked and grieved at the death of Vladimir Komarov.
Not every reporter knew the terminology. Listen here for the use of the word altitude when what was meant was attitude.
Russian cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov fought for control of his spaceship, Union 1, for three orbits before finally bringing it down, only to be killed when the parachute failed to open. The report says Komarov had trouble with his altitude control, that there was communications difficulties, and that his spacecraft was using too much power. Trouble cropped up in the 15th orbit, and Komarov headed back to Earth after the 18th orbit. Radio Moscow says there's a certain amount of difficulty in respect to the altitude control of the spacecraft in relation to the Earth. After the spacecraft re-entered the dense atmosphere of Earth, a malfunction in the main parachute system resulted. The parachute did not open completely and did not slow the spacecraft down to the desired rate of descent. Union 1 landed somewhere in Central Asia, but no location has been given. Telegrams of sympathy from all over the world included one without a name from the next Russian spacecraft crew. Reports from informed sources in Moscow earlier said two vehicles were to dock in space and possibly exchange crews. It's believed that Komarov's control problems or problems with launching the second rocket ended these plans.
This is news, comments, and music. The daily half-hour program from Radio Moscow. We begin the half-hour with the news.
The Soviet astronaut Vladimir Komarov
one of the first space explorers, died tragically when completing a test flight on the spaceship Soyuz-1. The new type of spacecraft was launched on Sunday. During the flight, which lasted more than 24 hours, hero of the Soviet Union, Komarov, fulfilled completely the program for testing the systems of the new spacecraft, and he carried out the planned scientific experiments. During the flight, Colonel Komarov maneuvered his ship, tested its main systems at various regimes, and appraised the technical characteristics of the new spacecraft. When the program was finished, Colonel Komarov started to land. The spaceship passed safely through the most difficult and tricky part of the deceleration in the denser layers of the atmosphere and completely reduced its first cosmic speed. However, according to preliminary information, when the main parachute was opened at a height of 4 miles, because the ropes of the parachute got entangled, the spacecraft fell at a great speed, which resulted in the death of Colonel Komarov. Profound condolences to the family of the astronaut have been expressed by the Central Committee of the Communist Party, the Presidium of Parliament, and the government. An obituary signed by the leaders of the party and government, state and public leaders, and the astronaut notes Vladimir Komarov's excellent qualities, both as engineering pilot and astronaut. Colonel Komarov has posthumously been awarded a second gold medal and title of Hero of the Soviet Union. He will be buried at the Kremlin Wall on Moscow's Red Square.
Back at Radio Moscow, the tragedy continued to be mentioned.
Hero's funeral for Colonel Vladimir Komarov, who was killed Monday when his Soyuz-1 spaceship crashed on landing. An urn containing the ashes of the Soviet cosmonaut will be placed in Moscow's central house of the Soviet Army, and the public will be allowed to pass through and pay their last respects. Like other state heroes, the cosmonaut's ashes will be placed in a niche in the Kremlin Wall after a state funeral in Red Square, probably Wednesday. James Webb, administrator of America's National Space Agency, says greater cooperation between the U.S. and the Soviet space programs might prevent future spacecraft accidents. Mr. Webb joined President Johnson and other American leaders in expressing sorrow at the death of Soviet cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov. In a brief news conference, he said he did not know if anything in the Soviet program might have alerted the United States to its problems with Apollo, but he said he was aware of the possibility.
In the Ukraine, Komarov was the top topic on Radio Kiev.
Komarov, one of the first conquerors of outer space, died tragically in the Soviet Union while completing a test flight on the Soyuz-1 spacecraft. He began orbiting the Earth on the new spaceship on April the 23rd. TASS, the Soviet news agency, has informed that during the trial flight, which lasted more than 24 hours, Hero of the Soviet Union astronaut Komarov had fully completed the planned program of working the systems of the new ship, as well as the program of scientific experiments. During the flight, astronaut Vladimir Komarov performed maneuvers with the ship, tested its main systems under various conditions, and gave qualified estimates of the technical characteristics of the new space vehicle. Today, when the experimental program was completed, he was asked to stop the flight and land. The spaceship, upon completing all the operations connected with the landing procedures, successfully completed the most difficult and important part of braking in the dense layers of the atmosphere and began moving at a rate slower than first cosmic speed. However, according to preliminary information, as the main cupola of the parachute opened at a height of 7 kilometers, the shrouds of the parachute twisted and the ship began plummeting earthward at a rapid speed. This was the cause of the death of Vladimir Komarov. The Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union the Presidium of the Supreme Soviet of the Soviet Union and the Soviet government have expressed their deepest sympathy to the astronaut's family. The high qualities of Vladimir Komarov as a flyer engineer and astronaut were noted in the obituary signed by the leaders of the Communist Party and Soviet government, state officials, public figures, and Soviet astronauts. The Presidium of the Supreme Soviet of the Soviet Union posthumously awarded Hero of the Soviet Union astronaut Vladimir Komarov the second Gold Star Medal of Hero of the Soviet Union for heroism, bravery, and courage displayed during the test flight of the new Soviet spaceship Soyuz 1. It was also decided that a bust of the hero will be erected in Moscow where Vladimir Komarov was born. A government commission headed by Mikhail Suslov, member of the Politburo of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, has been formed for organizing the funeral of astronaut Vladimir Komarov. The 40-year-old astronaut will be buried in Moscow on Red Square in the Kremlin Wall.
Radio Kiev played a program of music for remembrance. Back at Radio Moscow, they kept on talking about Soyuz 1.
This is Radio Moscow, and here's the news. First, the headlines. Astronaut Vladimir Komarov was killed during the landing of the spacecraft Soyuz 1 after completing a test flight. At the Conference of European Communist Parties in Karlovy Vary, Mr. Leonid Brezhnev outlined the Soviet program for consolidating peace in Europe. European communists have called on all anti-war forces of the world to extend the campaign in support of the Vietnamese people. Repressions are continuing in Greece against representatives of the democratic forces. Those were the headlines. Now, here's the news in detail. The Soviet astronaut Vladimir Komarov, one of the first space explorers, died tragically when completing a test flight on the spaceship Soyuz 1. A new type of spacecraft was launched on Sunday. During the flight, which lasted more than 24 hours, Hero of the Soviet Union Komarov fulfilled completely the program for testing the systems of the new spacecraft, and he carried out the planned scientific experiments. During the flight, Colonel Komarov maneuvered his ship, tested its main systems at various regimes, and appraised the technical characteristics of the new spacecraft. When the program was finished, Colonel Komarov started to land. The spaceship passed safely through the most difficult and tricky part of the deceleration in the denser layers of the atmosphere and completely reduced its first cosmic speed. However, according to preliminary information, when the main parachute was opened at a height of 4 miles, because the ropes of the parachute got entangled, the spacecraft fell at a great speed, which resulted in the death of Colonel Komarov. Profound condolences to the family of the astronaut have been expressed by the Central Committee of the Communist Party, the Presidium of Parliament, and the government. An obituary signed by the leaders of the party and government, state and public leaders, and the astronauts notes Vladimir Komarov's excellent qualities, both as engineering pilot and astronaut. Colonel Komarov has posthumously been awarded a second gold medal and title of Hero of the Soviet Union. He will be buried at the Kremlin Wall on Moscow's Red Square. The Central Committee of the Soviet Communist Party, the Presidium of the Parliament, and the government, with deep regret, announced today that one of the first space explorers, Colonel Vladimir Komarov, died tragically when completing a test flight on the spaceship Soyuz 1. Colonel Komarov was a talented test pilot of spaceships. He was a hero of the Soviet Union and a member of the Communist Party. The Central Committee, Presidium of Parliament, and Government
have expressed their profound condolences to the astronaut's family. The fourth statement on the cause of the death of Vladimir Komarov says, the new spacecraft, Soyuz 1, piloted by Colonel Vladimir Komarov, was put into orbit around the Earth on Sunday for the purpose of testing it in flight. During the test flight, which lasted more than 24 hours, Colonel Komarov coped in full with the planned program for testing the systems of the new spacecraft and carried out the planned scientific experiment. During the flight, he maneuvered the ship, tested its manned systems at various regimes, and gave an expert conclusion on the technical characteristics of the new spacecraft. When the flight program was exhausted on Monday, Vladimir Komarov was instructed to stop the flight and to land. The spaceship passed safely through the most difficult and tricky part of deceleration in the denser layers of the atmosphere and reduced completely the first cosmic spin. However, according to preliminary information, the main parachute opened at a height of 4 miles. Its ropes got entangled, and the spacecraft came down at a great speed. This caused the death of Vladimir Komarov. The untimely death of the outstanding astronaut and test pilot of spacecraft is a great loss for the entire Soviet people. He had contributed immensely to the development and perfection of space techniques by his work in testing spacecraft. The obituary notes the tragic death of one of the first explorers of space. Vladimir Komarov was born on March 16, 1927, in Moscow, in the family of a worker. As a boy, he had dreamed of becoming a flyer. After finishing the Air Force Special Secondary School, he continued his studies at the Air Force School for Pilots in Bataysk. He finished it in 1949 and served in fighter units of the Soviet Air Force. He was a courageous and experienced flyer who set an example for his fellow pilots. From 1954 to 59, he studied at the Air Force Engineering Academy as one of the most talented pilots. He was sent to test new aircraft. It was at this job that his excellent qualities as an organizer and engineer were displayed. His abilities and talents were revealed particularly fully when he joined the unit of astronauts in 1960. With an exceptionally high sense of responsibility, Vladimir Komarov worked to master the new spacecraft and fulfill the extensive training program. In view of his excellent record as pilot and astronaut, in 1964 he was appointed the captain in the first cosmonaut crew on the spaceship Discord, which was to fulfill a complicated program of scientific research and tests in space. The task was fulfilled with honor. Vladimir Komarov was a talented worker. He was persevering and persistent in his postgraduate studies at the Air Academy. He had been a member of the Young Communist League, and in 1952 he joined the Communist Party. He did a great deal of social and political work as a party member, was an enthusiastic propagandist of the Soviet people's achievements in developing science and technology. An active communist, modest, attentive to the people around him, a fine husband and father. He always set an example as a person of high principles, disciplined and dangerous in fulfilling his duties. For the excellent fulfillment of the task set by the party and government in space exploration, he was awarded the title of Hero of the Soviet Union and decorated with the Gold Star Medal and the Order of Lenin. His other awards include the Order of the Red Star, numerous medals, and foreign orders. The Soviet people, the obituary says, will always remember Vladimir Komarov, a true son of his country, a wonderful communist, and a courageous space explorer. His name will always serve as an example of heroism, courage, and bravery, and will urge others to gallant deeds for their country. The obituary was signed by the leaders of the Communist Party and government, statesmen and public figures, prominent scientists, and astronauts. Vladimir Komarov has posthumously been awarded a second Gold Star and title of Hero of the Soviet Union. A bust of the astronaut is to be set up in his hometown. A government commission has been set up to arrange the funeral of Vladimir Komarov. He will be buried at the Walls of the Kremlin on Moscow's Red Square. You've been listening to a statement on the death of Vladimir Komarov. It came to you from Radio Moscow.
The Voice of America reported a statement by the NASA administrator.
The Soviet Union announced plans for a hero's funeral for cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov, killed Monday in his Soyuz 1 Airtel spacecraft. Officials say it may have become entangled in its parachute cords and crashed while landing. Like other state heroes, his remains are expected to be placed in the Kremlin wall after a state funeral in Red Square, probably tomorrow. Meanwhile, messages of sympathy arrived in Moscow from all over the world. They included a telegram of condolence from President Johnson, who is in West Germany for today's funeral of former Chancellor Adenauer. Here in Washington, James Webb, head of the National Space Agency, had this announcement.
Set by the 37 astronauts who are engaged in NASA space activities to the National Academy of Sciences, expressing their sadness at the loss of Colonel Komarov, expressing their feeling of comradeship for him as a fellow test pilot engaged in a hazardous undertaking, a pioneering undertaking, and expressing their deep sense of sympathy to Mrs. Komarov, her children, and the fellow cosmonauts.
That was National Space Administrator James Webb.
The crash of a Russian spaceman has been followed by an American appeal for more Soviet American cooperation to prevent such tragedies. The head of the American Space Administration, Mr. Webb, in a formal statement, suggested that such cooperation might have averted the Russian crash and also the deaths of three American spacemen in a launching pad accident in January. Mr. Webb said that at the dawn of the space age, man had a duty to see Soviet-American cooperation on a realistic basis. He gave an assurance that President Johnson was ready to match with action his strongly expressed wish for this. American administration sources in Washington claim to know that the spacecraft in which Vladimir Komarov died was tumbling end over end during its final orbits. They say it was this tumbling which tangled the parachute lines and caused the crash in landing. The Soviet government is appointing a commission to investigate all the circumstances.
Others believe that the parachute entanglement would not occur if a spaceship was in normal conditions. Some experts consider that the spaceship might have been unable to maintain its balance after re-entry and begun tumbling out of control, leading to entangling of the parachute. Thanks to the possibility that Colonel Komarov was unable to escape from the capsule because of the unconscious had died before the spaceship crashed to the ground. Professor Okamoto of the Tokyo Institute of Technology and Professor Shinda of Meiji University consider that the Soyuz 1 accident will delay the Soviet space development program for a considerable period.
James Webb's call for space cooperation did eventually come to pass. Today, Russian cosmonauts and American astronauts fly together aboard the International Space Station. They even fly there aboard modernized Soyuz spacecraft. Of course, an official investigation into the accident had to be done.
A Soviet government commission of inquiry is to investigate the space disaster in which Russia's most experienced astronaut, Colonel Vladimir Komarov, was killed. The ashes of Colonel Komarov, who died when his spacecraft plummeted to Earth with a tangled parachute, are now in the Soviet Army House in Moscow, where crowds are filing past in silent tribute. He will have a hero's funeral, and his ashes will be placed in the Kremlin wall. Messages of sympathy have come from many parts of the world, and among the first was one from the United States astronaut team. The head of the American space program, Mr. Webb, has called for greater cooperation between his country and the Soviet Union. He said this might have prevented both the Soviet space tragedy and the one 2 months ago in which three American spacemen died while training on the ground.
Similar investigations were later carried out after the Soyuz 11 and two space shuttle accidents that collectively killed 17 people. The funeral for Vladimir Komarov was a major, solemn event. He was, after all, the first spaceman to die during a space mission.
The first man, the ashes of the first man to die during a space flight, Russia's Vladimir Komarov, have been buried in the wall of the Kremlin. The metal urn containing his ashes was placed in a niche of the wall and sealed with a plaque bearing his name and the dates 1927-1967. Guns fired across Red Square and a military band played Chopin's funeral march as Moscow paid its final respects to the dead astronaut.
The problems identified with the Soyuz spacecraft were rectified. For more than 50 years, this vehicle has been carrying astronauts to and from space. At present, it is the only manned spacecraft in the world able to do that. This is The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie.